Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today, Jason. Thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the epicenter of free speech here in the United States of America. I'm Vincent Fennelli, broadcasting from high atop the Ozark Mountains in Missouri. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. How's everything going today?
Well, you probably detected a little seriousness in my voice, and I wanted to share with you why. Got a call from Gwyneth last night. Everything's okay with Gwyneth. No concerns on that front. And she was telling me what she wanted to talk about tomorrow. And I said, Gwyneth, the big news is the Earth's magnetosphere has a crack in it. And the Earth's magnetic field is weakening between Africa and South America. And it's causing satellites and spacecraft to malfunction. And she said, oh my gosh. The next thing that's going to happen is we're going to have earthquakes. So there was an earthquake reported just today. Massive 6.4 earthquake in California, leaving tens of thousands without power. And the epicenter is 7 miles southwest of Ferndale, California. So that's Humboldt County. All right, so here we have the Earth's magnetic protection layer, and we've been damaging it. And so I looked at where this is happening, and it's pretty darn close to where these rockets are blasting off from Florida. And we've been reporting here that there are people like Elon Musk who feel that we need to have satellites more and more and more. It's like over 3,000 he's put up so far in space with these rockets boring holes in the atmosphere. And I believe destroying the magnetosphere as well as the ozone layer as well as burning up oxygen for something that we don't need. And here we have the sun with the CME, coronal mass ejection. It's believed that that's cracked the magnetosphere. And now this thing can stay open for hours or days or even longer, and we don't know how long it's going to stay open. So we are now vulnerable, and we're doing it. And it goes back to, you know, why haven't aliens landed and started walking around on the planet and saying, hey, here we are, and glad to meet you. And the theory is that, well, when a civilization, whether it be terrestrial or extraterrestrial, gets to the point where they could travel, they do so much internal damage to their own societies that they self-destruct. Kind of like what we're doing. Kind of like what Rome did. Kind of like what every civilization has done. Just wanted to share that with you. So we will be having a special report tomorrow with Gwyneth on her scientific analysis as an environmental scientist regarding the Earth's magnetosphere cracking. And Bert, I've asked Bert to join in on Friday and focus on this as well. So I wanted to share that, Rich. This is pretty serious. It could affect a lot of things. I mean, if we have more earthquakes and the grid gets broken and the towers get, you know, the sway and the wires break, we could lose more electricity. We could lose substations. We could lose natural gas pipelines. We could lose all kinds of things, including refineries. I don't want to scare anybody. I don't know the extent. I'm just thinking that this is really precarious. We did it to ourselves. We put ourselves in this position, and here we are with something that's bigger than all of mankind, the sun. Any comments, Rich?
Well, look, first thing I would do is get Dane Wigington on for an interview and pick his brain. Geoengineeringwatch.org, as we all know.
He's
an expert.
He's an instructor. He's a dear friend of ours, mine, and he is a senior USA Prepares instructor.
Right. So that's the first thing I would do. The second thing I would do is acknowledge the fact that we've given many different articles, and I'm going to tweak the context. And what it really is the elite, the people in charge, whether they're giving a bioweapon to people to reduce population via vaccines, they're eliminating energy, eliminating food, it doesn't matter what it's destroying the economy. I mean, we've given thousands of these examples over the years, and they've admitted that they have underground bunkers. They have admitted that they have the ability to, they've hoarded all the food. They have the ability to wait it out and wait for society to destruct, and they're trying to destroy it from every angle. And what we're seeing is the consequences of political, of inaction towards political correctness. We've allowed death and destruction, treason, sedition to recruit all these followers. If people did their reading and research and verification and spoke up, if we had uncomfortable conversations at every realm, from prepping to everything I just mentioned and way more, we would be in control, and the elite would be afraid of the people. But see, the people were allowing controlled opposition and psyops, pretty much all of it's fake, and we're allowing certain people, the lieutenants, if you will, to serve the elite and not the people. That's why we get all this propaganda and hoaxes, false flags, lies, gaslighting, word salad explanations. We are allowing, in front of our eyes, for technology to evolve in order for humanity to be controlled, managed, and devolve. And we have the independent media speaking up, and are people waking up about a lot of this stuff that I just talked about? Absolutely. But we have to be more active. We have to have uncomfortable conversations. We can't just talk about the NFL or the World Cup soccer or the Kardashians. We need to raise the bars of standards and expectations, especially for jobs, because no one's doing their job right now. If half the people were doing their job in government, big corporations, we wouldn't be in one-millionth of this mess. Vince?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And if you look at the FBI, I mean, that's an agency that at one time had some amount of respect. And today, anyone who's paying attention has no respect for the FBI. I'm talking about how they have infiltrated Twitter. At least it's been reported, allegedly, that they have infiltrated Twitter. And they have been in the Department of Message Sanitation. And the head of it said, of the infiltration, and those are my words, thanked the team for suppressing the Hunter Biden story, which many people believe swayed the election, because if that information came out about his groping, his advances toward women, his dealings with foreign countries, the alleged crimes, we wouldn't have this guy, his father, in office today. That's what people believe. And how can you blame him? So we've lost trust with pretty much every single institution that we used to respect. And I'm thinking about third and fourth grade when I got a tour of a jail cell. The whole class did. We went to visit, the county government. And there was a jail cell, and they brought us by, and they said, "This is what happens to people who do bad things. They go in here." And it kind of encouraged every one of us, third and fourth graders, that we don't want to be in there. And they said, "But if you do have a problem, these men in blue, go ask them for help. If you're in trouble, you go help, ask them for help, and they'll help you." Now, there's hardly anybody I know that wants to ask the police for help, because they know what'll happen. There's a high probability of asking for help and getting shot or arrested. Rich, tell me I'm wrong.
Well, no, and as far as you are wrong about one thing. You use the term alleged. Look, I've given dozens of articles of the FBI and Twitter being involved in illegal election collusion, a.k.a. rigging elections. There's so many, DHS, I've got some articles here today. Look, this isn't even alleged anymore.
I use the word.
The World Economic Forum, the UN, the traitors, the sellouts, they're not even hiding it anymore. They're literally shoving it down your throat.
I use the word alleged to be polite. McClass, no calls today, please. No calls today. Rich has a full syllabus, and we're not going to get through it. Rich, please continue.
Yeah, thanks, Vince. And folks, I never get through. What I do is I watch as many interviews as I can. I read as many articles as I can, and I try to deliver bullet points in context, published articles in the public domain and interviews that I vet for authenticity with my best ability. So, again, we're in a very precarious position. We're about ready to lose our country, the world, freedom, liberty, and be taken over by robotics, automation, artificial intelligence. And we've connected those dots many times. So I'm going to give my start out with my variety packet, and then I'm going to go into general elections, into economy, into healthcare, and things like that. And I'm going to go through as much information that I can give you as possible. Now, I do go into tangents, I do go into details, but as I look at the clock, I get more and more into the bullet points and less details because I just have so much time in a two-hour broadcast. So that being said, the first article right here, folks, is for those of you who haven't been, don't have the time to do the reading and research, there's a Supreme Court docket that very few people are discussing, and basically, it's called the Brunson versus Adams lawsuit. And this is very interesting, and this is really going to show and Vince, please allow me to go into a few tangents here. It's going to allow the public to see, and I want to be proven wrong. I really want to be proven wrong that the Supreme Court has turned into a bought and paid for fraud. And I don't say that lightly, because I'm a big fan of Clarence Thomas, Alito. That being said, let me go back to this message here. Basically, what this lawsuit is claiming is that the majority of Congress failed to investigate serious allegations of election rigging and breaches of national security. So basically, what Brunson, apparently brothers in Utah, saying is that these people, our congressmen, violated their oaths and refused to protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us, and please no calls today. Rich has a full syllabus. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. Thanks for letting me exercise my First Amendment right. So basically, D&I John Ratcliffe, going back to the Brunson versus Adams Supreme Court hearing, apparently 17 intelligence agencies was overseeing and found evidence of foreign election interference. Never mind all the thousands of election and voter fraud and foreign interference issues and arguments and proof and evidence that we've given over the last few years. So basically, the Supreme Court is now scheduled for hearing on January 6th, a couple of weeks. So these four brothers from Utah are seeking the removal of Biden and Harris, along with 291 U.S. representatives and 94 U.S. senators, who voted to certify the electors of the Electoral College on January 6th. Can you see, folks, why they needed the distraction of the January 6th, quote-unquote, insurrection, because the insurrection already happened. So, you know, last week, and Clarence Thomas, Alito, if any of you are listening, or your people are listening, you know, I have a lot of respect for the Supreme Court. And Clarence Thomas, we saw pictures of you being at a cemetery. I think it might have been Arlington dropping off wreaths. But if judges and lawyers and politicians no longer do their job, what choice do the people have? Last week I gave an article probably off the Gateway Pundit. The Gateway Pundit is a great tool, folks. If you don't go there on a daily basis, you're cheating yourself, because they give facts, proof, right now because I usually give 100 articles and interviews, bullet points at it, per broadcast. And it was basically the Supreme Court refused to look at a case that was so obvious, so black and white, so cut and dry regarding the state legislature's part, as per the Constitution, in being in control of changing election laws. Not the governor, not the secretary of state, not some attorney, and that's not what's happening. We're so corrupt as a country, we're not even looking at the rule of law, and the Supreme Court denied to take this case, a black and white case that a second grader can look at the Constitution and be aware. So Clarence Thomas, I've been a fan, but if just putting Reese out on a cemetery, if all we have is virtue signaling for judges, lawyers, politicians, and no one's doing their job, you tell me, what are we supposed to do? And I'm not trying to put you, Clarence Thomas, in the hot seat, because if you go into the archives of USAPrepares.com and go into, I'm mostly on Tuesdays, I've been on other days, I've done nothing but praise you. But if all we have left is virtual signaling, what do we do, Clarence Thomas? I'm legitimately asking. Yeah, I got to move on here. I love details and going into tangents, but I don't have the time. Here's an article. Feds and media now claim there was a mysterious website all of a sudden discovered on December 20th with over 500 pages of threats and discussions of killing lawmakers and terrorism on January 6th. Well, you know what this article is basically saying? If this is true, then Nancy Pelosi should be indicted and jailed, because she was the one who blocked the National Guard that President Trump requested. There's more information in here, but just to show you how, I mean, when our domestic terrorists are literally the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and it's been obvious this all has been staged. We've given the articles. Last week I gave a ton of articles on this. I've given these articles for a long time. And nothing was done. Again, what are the people to do? None of these people have accountability. But that's what this article is asking for. No one's doing their job. The judges, lawyers, politicians, bankers, and more are bought and paid for in black.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. A strong earthquake rocked the Northern California coast overnight. The magnitude 6.4 was reported just after 2:30 a.m. Pacific. The tremor knocked out power to 72,000 homes in Humboldt County. This woman lives in the area about 23 miles southwest of Eureka, California.
It felt like turbulence, like on an airplane, like intense turbulence.
Medicines to lower fever, clear congestion, and ease aches and pains are in high demand this winter as the United States is experiencing a rise in pediatric cases of RSV. Parents and caregivers are struggling to find over-the-counter fever reducers. Sales of children's over-the-counter medication are up 80% compared with the same four-week period last year. After a strong push by Republican lawmakers, the Supreme Court wants to debate more about the Title 42 policy before letting it expire. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This can be sliding. What are today's hot? Last day, God, you're take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Richard, I just want to say thank you for the Christmas card. It arrived in the mail. That was very kind of you. And that's the kind of thing that we've stopped doing for the most part here in the United States of America. I remember back in the 1960s, 1950s, there used to be 25, 50 or more Christmas cards that would arrive at our house. I don't know why, but my mom would spread out Christmas cards on the dining room table, and she would just send family and friends Christmas cards, you know, exclaiming our love and friendship for them. And I got one from you and your lovely girl. Thank you so much, Rich.
Well, thank you for yours, and thank you for, again, letting me exercise my First Amendment right. This is so important. Before I move on to the next article here, folks, you know, one last comment and question to Clarence Thomas. And Clarence Thomas, I'm not trying to, you know, pick on you, because you're I'm your number one fan, okay? But it's very obvious that we're resembling the unelected and uninstalled corrupt protocol of the old Soviet Union. There's no more whistleblowers. There's no more that are really, we need whistleblowers, but they're not having any much effect. There's no more experts. There's no more official authorities. There's no credibility or transparency in the system. There's just fake politically correct buzzwords and totalitarian attacks. And, you know, our judges, our lawyers, our bankers, our politicians, they've all betrayed the trust of the people, never mind pretty much everybody in healthcare. They've dishonored and corrupted their profession. They spend more time manufacturing their perception of self-importance and self-preservation, a.k.a. the self-interest, than creating, than working for the people. I mean, everything's about liability, immunity, or plausible deniability, or, you know, this buzzword, it's pathetic. So, Clarence Thomas, I have a question for you. Have our combat soldiers, over a million who have fought for our freedoms, liberty, and constitution and way of life, have our combat soldiers died in vain? I would love for you to answer that on any particular medium, because I'm very curious, because obviously nobody is doing their job. Okay, this next article here, this is on the Gateway Pundit, and it's, again, folks, please, everybody, go there. It's basically talking about, and I've talked about this before, the fraud of the elections, and they call it database latency. And basically, because of time, it's basically when you count the in-person votes on election day, and you count the early in-person votes, and you shut down the system. You know, examples are like the Atlanta water leak or Maricopa County machines breaking down. You know, we've had all these excuses that have been manufactured by design in order to shut down the system, at least in a temporary fashion. So they bring in these undelivered ballots gathered when you change voters' names, addresses, zip codes, and then they change them back. So they determine the votes you need to win. You can't make this stuff up. Now, is there a ballot? Is it like the 2,000 mules, you know, dropping off ballots? Yes. Is there machines connected to the internet? Yes. Is there all this stuff has been proven, all of it. They do it dozens and dozens of ways. But this is one of the big ways that's happening right now, and this is why every election from 2018, at the very least 2020, should be shut down, should be redone. Done on video with paper ballots with watermarks so the whole world can see the authenticity of the vote, because nothing matters anymore. It's corrupt to the bone. Okay, another article here. It's called The Albert Sensor Systems, How the Government and 501c3 Tracks Real-Time Election Data in 98% of the U.S. So if they can track it real-time in 98% of the time, just think about how much damage they can do when they shut things down because of a water leak, or, you know, you got to go to a different precinct. Like, I mean, Arizona was a joke. Arizona, I mean, oh my gosh. I mean, Hitler and Stalin and Lenin, they're laughing right now. I mean, this is like their dream. Okay, here's another article here. I got to speed it up already. Basically, it's about Adam Schiff. This past weekend, he was talking about how, and I'll quote him, if you'll be responsible moderators of content, we will give you immunity. Let me kind of translate that for you. Basically, what he is saying, and this is also in the context of Elon Musk delivering truth on Twitter and allowing truth tellers back on Twitter. Adam Schiff is basically, and just remember, Adam Schiff read this dossier that he said President Trump wrote, totally made up. He should have lost his job and been in prison just from that. So the translation of what Schiff is saying is that he's saying, I want you all to control the narrative. I want you to moderate content. Take things out of context, especially if it's a mega conservative Republican. This is what they're so desperate. I mean, this is why this 230 given, protection to big tech and media. It's got to go. Everything is corrupt. And speaking of corrupt, here's a CIA operative who got caught running Facebook misinformation division. Aaron Berman runs Facebook misinformation department. Spent 17 years working for the CIA. You cannot even make this stuff up, folks. This is part of the psyops, this controlled opposition. Everything is fake. I'm not kidding. When I say technology is evolving in order for humanity to devolve, I am not kidding, because we've given proof. Okay, I'm moving a little faster here because I'm looking at the time. I'm not even going to come close to hitting 50% of what I prepared for. So basically, this next article is a list of politicians who basically took the bribe from this Sam Bankman fraud, and it's a full list of released politicians. It's on Gateway Pundit, and it was illegal crypto political donations to Democrats and to rhinos. And some of them are like Rhino, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Bill Cassidy, Richard Burr, John Boozman, all received donations from Bankman fraud. And there's basically what this article is saying is that total violation of campaign finance laws, and he's given $42 million to Democrats and dark money to Republicans. And there's a whole list, and I don't have the time to go through the whole list. But if you want to see it, the website or the login or the address, whatever you want to call it, is unusualwhales, like the mammal fish, unusualwhales.com. And then you can also do /politics/Arctic. But I think the website is unusualwhales.com, and you can get a list of all the traitors and sellouts in America at this point in time. Okay, here's another article. I'm kind of switching now. Believe it or not, I'm still in the Variety column. I'm not even in my segments of specific categories yet. This next article basically talks about Fauci's replacement. Remember I told you, it has nothing to do with Fauci. This is a hydra we're dealing with. You cut off one head and there's another one there. They have already basically interviewed people, psychologically profiled people, who's willing to take the money and to blackmail the American people and throw them under the bus. Okay? This new guy, his last name, I think, is Akin Kloss, and I'm sure I'm mispronouncing it. But basically, for the time being, he's the head of the National Institute of Allergy, NIAID, and they're calling him Fauci 2.0. He's already forging new partnerships with the CCP for expanded bioweapons research programs, and reports indicate that he has also quietly reversed the United States' ban on gain-of-function research that's believed to have resulted in the creation of the Fauci flu. Did you hear what I just said? And I'm going to go off into another tangent here, folks. Karen Kingston, there's an eight-minute clip on StuPeters.com that's very recent involving Karen Kingston. And she admits it happened in Wuhan, China. We all know this. They created, I'm paraphrasing her right now, okay? Because she is an expert of experts. She's a national hero. She takes her time to read research and vet, and she comes up with the patents with the receipts, with the documents, because she knows how to read this language. Medical language is a language all on its own. So basically she's saying this bioweapon has been created at the colon of spike protein. The spike protein is laboratory made. They include toxins in this, and they merged it with lipo-nanoparticle technology. And this lipid-nanoparticle technology is in the vaccine, a.k.a. the bioweapon. And she, when she was talking about Wuhan, she said it could have been aerosol, it could have been food, could have been water at the Wuhan market, because the technology is there to make people sick from every angle. And the people who are getting injected with this stuff, she basically says has no defense because it goes right into your bloodstream. And then the people become a gain-of-function lab, and then they infect other people. And apparently it's in the DARPA paperwork. I am paraphrasing. I listen to all these interviews, sometimes an hour long, and I break it down to bullet points here. She's talking about this is a weaponized code. These mRNA vaccines cannot infect a human unless it's merged with lipid nanoparticle technology. That means this isn't done in nature. It's done in laboratories. She has the patents. Okay? Do you remember one article I gave, a long time ago when they were coming out with this quote-unquote vaccine that they changed the definition of to say it's a vaccine, which it's not? Over 50% of the Democrats wanted the U.S. public to be jailed if you didn't take the death jab. You really think that our federal government is not behind what's going on? Think about this. It's unbelievable, folks. I got way more.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, please continue.
Thank you, sir. All right, here's a video, folks. Basically, it's titled, Doctors Admit Autopsies Prove COVID Injections Are Deadly. And I believe when I watched it, I believe it was Dr. Ryan Cole, who is basically, it was found out that Fauci told the government not to do autopsies because they prove that the COVID injections are deadly. I want you to think about the evil. I mean, words like malice, evil, murder, genocide, eugenics, they don't even hold enough water. I want you to think about that. Next. Real quick, during a Dr. Joseph Ladapo, who's the Florida Surgeon General, he was referencing the video, the documentary, Died Suddenly. Go to StuPeters.com and watch it if you haven't done that. Look, when I give homework assignments, I mean it. You have to do your own reading, research, and verification. Don't listen to a word we say. Fact check us. And I do my best ability to give you facts, evidence, proof, and truth, but you have to verify it. And when you read and watch these interviews, you're going to want to be hungry for more information. But basically, he said that it's time to confiscate and incinerate every single COVID vaccine vial. That pause was for effect. And listen, I really appreciate it. I'm grateful when you come up to me or you contact me and say, thanks, Rich, for saving my life. And, you know, I didn't have the time to do the reading and research, and I didn't take this fax. But what I'm going to ask you to do, I don't get me wrong. I appreciate it. I'm not saying I don't, but it's time to pay it forward. And by spreading the word about this death jab on your own, some people don't want to have uncomfortable conversations, mostly because their ego and pride gets in the way, and they don't want to admit that they were wrong. And by the way, a little sidebar here, Dr. Jane Ruby, I was listening to her the other day, and she said flu shots, I'm quoting, are just as deadly as the COVID shot. And there's I was listening to a physician from Brazil. He's from New York. I detected his accent right off. He was on an interview with Maria Z from Australia. And his website, I recommend you go in there, drcircus.com, and that's circus with an S, Mr. Circus, SIRCUS.com. And he's basically pro-magnesium because of heart, fighting heart inflammation. He's pro-chlorine dioxide. And because of time, obviously, I can't go into much more detail. Another article here basically was saying Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine is linked to blood clotting. And guess who said it? The FDA. Who's been saying this stuff for 2+ years now? The independent media. Here's an article you're going to love. Pay attention to the one I just mentioned right before. U.S. government for COVID-19 antiviral treatment. Basically, the U.S. government has agreed to pay Pfizer nearly $2 billion for an additional 3.7 million courses of its COVID-19 treatment, with the remaining of 20 million courses purchase planned for early 2023. Let me go back in time seconds, okay? Pfizer's COVID vaccine linked to blood clotting, FDA. The U.S. government agreed to pay Pfizer $2 billion using your money for an additional 3.7 million courses, with 20 million courses previously purchased planned for 2023. You can't make this kind of stuff up, folks. Look, this is all about, and I'm quoting physicians, researchers, and scientists, and I paraphrase Karen Kingston a lot. And go to KarenKingston.net. That's a website. I was just on there this morning, KarenKingston.net. And basically, this is part of the transhuman. This is why they're pro-transgender, pro-trans-this. And they're basically, it's going, all this is going to attack your consciousness and your central nervous system. That's why they're using nanotechnology and 5G for genocide, eugenics, and to dumb down the population and depopulate at the same time. You have to be aware of all this, okay? There's an interview not that long ago at Brown and House, but with Karen Kingston, where she, it was titled DOD Defense and Big Pharma Collusion. Basically, spike proteins inserted with synthetic weaponized snake venom. Not kidding. Synthetic. Deadly bacteria from a rabies virus and HIV. This is in addition to the mRNA technology. It's patented. The DOD entered into a contract to create crimes against humanity, against the American people. That means Pfizer shouldn't have legal protection for liability. They broke the contract. You understand? People, we have to look at the symptoms of COVID-19 and snake venom and how they're related. Listen to the Dr. Brian.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.